Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Look at this. I will therefore put you in remembrance, though you once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believed not. You know, those that were a part of the crew there, you know, that were saying that Jesus is going to come save them from the very commandments that he gave unto them, yeah, and he wasn't going to do it for them. Yeah, those are the ones that believe not. They're unbelievers, not the believers. And the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains unto darkness, unto the judgment of the great day. Wow, isn't that interesting? Huh. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication, sex before marriage, and going after strange flesh, are set forth as an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Wow. Likewise, also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil of dignities. This is interesting. Woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain, and ran greedily after the heir of Balaam for reward, and perished in the gainsaying of Kor. Huh. Raging waves of the sea, foaming out their own shame, wandering stars to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. Did he just say something about Sodom and Gomorrah there? Even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh. Isn't it interesting? We just heard former Sodomite, creepy Mike Pence, talk about what's going on with Donald Trump, who's indicted, by the way, but somehow or another he gets to run for re-election. Only them people, friends. And the reason I'm bringing this up, isn't it interesting how these people act in such a fashion where the American people, 329.5 million people, act as if they're above the law, continuously driving the narrative. And what are they doing? They're telling you that the system doesn't work anymore. Can you not hear this? This is their objective. They want you to know that they're above the law and the system of law doesn't work anymore. Hey, folks, I've said it before and I'll say it again 10,000 times over. Are you tired of man's 10,000 commandments? Because if you were, you'd get back to God's 10 and enforce the 10 concerning the people that we get to listen to all day long that think that they are above the law. It's shameful conduct, to say the least. And look what they're advocating for. Look what they're talking about, folks. It has nothing to do. They're pushing. Hey, folks, action speaks louder than words. The agenda that the government is pushing forward right now is being completely ignored by your said representatives. They're distracting you through all of these different topics as if to suggest that's no big deal. Nope, they're all in on for the kill. Period. Again, do you not hear what they're saying? It's what they're doing. Because their action speaks a lot louder than words. Again, they're showing you the system doesn't work. What do the Republicans do, friends? Unconstitutional party. What do? They tell you about all of the crimes of the other side. And when you go over to the Democrats, unconstitutional party, what do? They tell you about all of the crimes and how bad the Republicans are. And yet both of them put their hands on the Bible swearing to uphold the enumerated laws. And the American people are letting them play games with their blood-bought freedoms. Those are the ones that don't believe. Do we all understand this? Believe is a verb. We act upon what we believe. He that saith he know me, saith Jesus, and keepeth my commandments, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will manifest myself unto him, and we will make our abode with him. And he's the one that manifested himself to destroy the works of the devil. Not to sit there and patty cake with them. And you want to talk about the price paid, friends, look to Calvary. Look at the blood that was spilt as the propitiation of the sins of the world. And yet apparently that's not enough. And it's true. I believe it was Whitfield, George Whitfield, the great awakening preacher during the founding era of this country that said, either you're going to live for the blood or you're going to be condemned by the blood. And by the way, in the natural, we are blood-bought. In the spiritual, we are blood-bought. So I'd ask America, the responsible party, as to what's taking place in this country today. Why is this happening? Why is this happening? Okay? Foaming out their own shame. Oh, my goodness. In 2008, worshippers at a Mount Hope Church in Lansing, Michigan, were stunned when members of a sodomite organization, pro-anarchy, right? Didn't that just tell us that concerning Scripture? They despise dominions and speak evil of dignities. Yep, that's what it says. Jude 1, verse 8. Right? Jude, verse 8, sorry. Whoa. Anarchy, sodomites, go hand in hand. They were named Bashback. They interrupted the church service to fling propaganda in condoms around the sanctuary, drape a profane banner from the balcony, and feature two lesbians who went to the pulpit and started to make out openly. And the open-minded good people in the church, the congregationalists who were sitting in the pews, these good-minded and tolerant individuals sat back and did nothing. And they did absolutely nothing. Foaming out their own shame. Of course, this is the month that the government gave them, right? Because it's government-backed. They're exhibiting who they are to you, friends, is what they're doing. But isn't it interesting? This is what they don't want you to know. And somehow or another, they want you to believe that they're the victims. And let me remind you, they are the victims of the law that condemns their crime. God calls them an abomination. In 1992, two Jeffersonville, Indiana lesbians, aged 17 and 16, abducted a 12-year-old girl whom they accused of trying to steal a girlfriend. The little girl was pushed into the trunk of a car, stabbed repeatedly, and beaten with a metal bar. While still struggling, they poured gasoline on her and set her ablaze. Poor victims. Who cares about the little kid that was thrown in the back of the trunk, stabbed, and then gasoline poured onto her body? Later that year at Fort Lauderdale, Florida, a 14-year-old was convicted of first-degree murder for helping to kill his 40-year-old father. The father was stabbed 45 times and beaten so badly with an iron skillet that his skillet shattered. The boy confessed that he helped his father's former sodomite lover and roommate kill him so he and the 30-year-old man could live together. It's Pride Month, right? This is what it's about, friends. This is what they're trying to cover up. We're not going to let that happen. It's our job to reprove it. Ephesians 5:11. 274-8400. 1-866-582-9933.
We'll start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Spring is in the air, and with the seasons changing and the hope of new things to come, now is the perfect time to visit our store at sonsoflibertyradio.com. At our store, you will find a plethora of wonderful products that will help you seek and save that which is lost. There are books, DVDs, T-shirts, and more, all containing an eye-opening message of truth, along with some brand new items that are sure to open men and women's eyes and bring people to the knowledge of the truth. Plus, by visiting our store and giving to the Sons of Liberty, you are helping us continue to reach both young and old with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. So if you're looking for some products that will have an impact for eternity and help to support us in reaching the masses, visit our store now at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Really quick, I just need to highlight this. I know a lot of people are whining about Mason Pat Robertson passing. Bush linked, by the way. I know a lot of people are talking about him passing away and how he was a great man of God. No, he wasn't. You don't get to that position, friends, unless you're compromised. Pat Robertson embraces evolution. If you fight science, by the way, science is the study of creation, you're going to lose your children. Pat Robertson shoots down the theory that the planet, the Bible, planet is only 6,000 years old, a belief popular among creationists. Now, if only someone would tell the GOP. Remember, he's the guy that said the Lord told him that he was going to become the president, and he didn't. I'm sure he was set up for the fall is what it's all about. I just wanted to set that record clear. Also wanted to let you know, I know that there's been some people telling me, Bradley, you got to watch The Chosen. Oh, you just got to watch The Chosen. No, I don't. You got to ask the question before believing all of the propaganda that's given unto you, and you can rest assured it's misconstrued and it is polluted from start to finish because it was put on by the mainstreamers, those that are pushing the propaganda in alliance. Isaiah 28, verse 18. But if you haven't seen this, friends, I want you to check this out really quick because is anybody taking the time to see who's behind The Chosen? Here, I just want to make sure you can see this really quick. The sound isn't necessary.
Waving in the wind,
yeah,
on the behind the scenes.
Yeah, see the gay flags, friends?
This is
all
crazy.
The gay
I
flags.
Understand that when you hire crews, you're going to have
yeah,
people that
look at
the
all
same
the
face.
Gay flags.
That's fine, but you're going to see the problematic things as we go through this presentation. So this guy, John Root.
Okay,
I
so it's all
his boldness.
Folks, and notice the timing
Turning Point
and what
USA,
he's going to find out.
And he made a post.
They're constantly
that said,
coming out with more
hey,
information that those that are behind promoting these movies about Jesus are sodomites, right? My goodness, if we would only stick to the word, the Lord said he would give us salve and he'd put it on our eyes that we might see. Why is it that people can't see what's going on here? I don't understand that. Also wanted to let you know that today, before the show, there was a video, actually it was a meme on social media platforms where they were condemning the acts of sodomy, of course, and there's a lot of this counter-protest going on, which, praise God for that, that's what we're all supposed to be doing. But one lady says, you know, we're called to love them. Yeah. Absolutely, we're called to love them. Does love withhold the law that condemns their crime? Absolutely not. To overlook judgment because of kindness, then love wounds itself by killing justice. Do people think about what they say before they post it? Because when I see it, I correct it. That's what love does. Hey, folks, but let him that boasteth boast in this, that he understand and knows me, that I am the Lord which practices what? Judgment, love and kindness, and righteousness in the earth. Isn't that crazy? People just kind of overlook, they're preaching and they're parodying the Jesus of their own creation, and yet the second commandment tells us, thou shalt not make unto thyself any graven image. And yet they've created a Jesus that looks just like their fallen state, and they feel that if they do their best, then they're going to heaven. Oh my goodness, folks, that's not the case. We're going to be judged by that standard, Jesus Christ. We are going to be judged according to that man, Jesus Christ. And we are to keep our eyes on him as the author and the finisher of our faith. Now, I want to tell you this, too. When you go over to Luke 42, what does it tell us? This is Jesus. Woe unto you. He's damning them. Nobody warned of hell more than Christ did. And what was hell? That was the consequence of unrepented sin before God. Read Luke 12:4. And I'm not a hellfire preacher. Why? Because it's unscriptural. But he said, woe unto you, you religious hypocrites. You pass over judgment and the love of God. These ought you to have done. But you did it not. Who is he rebuking? The religious hypocrites who talked much of love, but who had not the love of God within them. Now, I'm just going to go with the Holy Ghost really quick because my mind just went to John, and I want you to see this. You have not the love of God in you. And who is he talking to? He was actually talking to John 5:42. He said, King James Version, but I know you that you have not the love of God in you. Yeah, they were the ones that sought to kill the Christ. And wasn't it that Christ that said, you're going to be hated for my love in John 15? Do you remember in John 7 when Jesus told his brothers that he testified against the world and that the evil deeds of it? Isn't that what the Bible teaches us? Yep. See, their love overlooks law and judgment. They fail to do it. Why? Because they want to pull down the offense of the cross. They don't want to offend anybody. See, what they fail to understand is they're offending God when they fail to use the law as a schoolmaster to bring men unto Christ. And also what they're doing, friends, if you're really born of the Spirit, you're offended that they're not doing it the way that the Master taught us to do it. The law in the hand of Christ. Wherefore, the law is a schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ that we might be justified by faith. I just wanted to get that one out of the way as well before we get back to highlighting them foaming out their shame. Now, we have Susan calling from Washington State. It's about yesterday's show. What say you, Susan?
Hey, Bradley. How are you doing this today?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
Hey, I just had, I was listening to your show, I'm behind, but anyways, that your son is in Wisconsin, and I think that's awesome, and you should be, that's very, very cool. But I also have to take you to task a little bit, because this, and I agree with you on a lot of things, but this the older generation and the older people not doing what they were supposed to do, I agree with you 100%, there's a whole bunch of them that aren't, but there's a whole bunch of them that are.
Amen.
That are out there.
Yep.
And so I just almost feel like there's kind of a division here going, like, you know, a lot of times when I've been out doing things, I'm like, where are the young people? This is their world, too. This is what they're living in.
But let me ask you something.
Rising up?
Well, let me ask you something. What one generation tolerates, right? the next will embrace. Was it the younger generation that raised up the older generation, or was it the older generation raising up the younger generation? And first and foremost, when you go to Luke 7:35, what does it tell us? This is the wisdom of God, and it's justified by their children. So it's like this. When Jesus was going about and he was rebuking the Pharisees, he was teaching his Pharisees who he was. And when he was healing and raising the dead, he was teaching the Pharisees, I'm sorry, his apostles, forgive me. He was teaching his apostles who he was through example, right? I'm thinking of Hebrews 13:8 right now. So when they were listening to those that are, it's like this, when I'm out there talking, and it's the same thing that Jesus was doing. He was teaching them the cross. He was teaching them the response of the people. He was teaching that some are going to love, some are going to hate, so on and so forth. Right. So the older generation, by the way, if you didn't know this, Suzanne, and I'm making this other point here on top of that last point, on top of the point before that, and on top of the point before that, you know who loves this show? Nobody loves this show more than the older people do. And guess who they are? They are the ones that are doers of the word, not hearers only. Right. And they can see exactly what's going on out there as well. And again, it wasn't the younger generation raising up the older generation. I'm just laying responsibility as to where the responsibility needs to be laid. And if it doesn't account to some of the older people that actually are in the fight with us, they already know that I'm not talking to them.
Right, and I agree with you. And you know, it is. I look at my father and his father, and yes, I could, you know, beat him up back and forth for what they've allowed, because I have my testimony, you know, for what they allowed to happen, and you know how they raised us without the word. I was raised in a Catholic house, and thank you, Jesus, for getting me out of there. Thank you, Amen. Jesus, God, for getting me out of there. Amen. And I'm the only one in my family that's out, and I am hated by every member of my family and every relative, and it doesn't matter. I don't care, because I speak the truth. And I try, and I've shared the gospel, and it's like talking to blindness, and I recognize that. And that is the truth, and that is love, and I've explained that to my father. This is love. You think I hate you, Dad? I don't.
Yep.
I don't.
Amen.
You know? So anyways, that's all. I was just saying that. No, I agree. You know, it's disheartening. There's many older people my age. I'm 65, and you look at it, you speak the truth, you read the word, and they're like, well, I just don't really like what it says, you know, I just don't really like that. And I'm like, well, that's what God says. So,
yeah, right. Hey, well, Suzanne, hang on. Yeah, I totally do, but hang on a second. I don't want you hanging up yet.
Yeah.
There's a balance to all of this. And I think in America, more than anything, from my experience over the last 23 years, there's such a willingness of those in the professed church, which, by the way, is responsible for the corrupt and demoralized culture in which we have today. That is at the church. And I'm taking responsibility by doing my best to right those wrongs, Isaiah 58, verse 12. Mm-hmm. But we have to get on the right side of this. And all scriptures given by God in 2 Timothy 3:16 for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and instructions in righteousness. And those things are unheard of in the American church today. And then we look back and say, what's the problem? We have to get on the other side and push it back so it's in balance rather than being out of balance. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. No, I totally agree with you 100%. It's Amen. All in the church. Yep, 100%.
Amen. Thank you, Suzanne. I got a break. I'm sorry about
eating,
that.
Working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News update. We're learning details of some of the charges that former President Trump faces as the indictment has been unsealed. Among them, conspiracy, withholding material, concealing material, making false statements, and showing classified documents to people who were not authorized to see them. Also, Trump's former personal assistant, Walt Nauta, has been indicted. Nauta allegedly helped move boxes of documents around various locations at Mar-a-Lago. It is starting to get a bit better in the Northeast as much of the smoke from Canada's wildfires is starting to dissipate. Still, air quality alerts remain up through much of the region. The public library in a suburb of Portland, Oregon is closing for a day because of threats over a planned drag story time. Instead of just canceling the event, the library in Tigard, Oregon will not open at all on Sunday out of an abundance of caution. Police say they are investigating the threats. Rich Johnson, USA News.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey guys, I know it's a short amount of time. Thanks guys down there at GCN. Appreciate you guys big time. You guys are awesome down there. With that said, I want to answer the objective. Now, I want to say this to Suzanne, the last caller, and she's not online anymore. When I first got into ministry, and I've said this, I've seen the country's young people being subjected to everything and protected from nothing. I think we can all agree on that. And I noticed that 86% of those that were sending their kids to school to be illegally indoctrinated by the federal government, who has no business being there whatsoever. And it's a violation of the 10th Amendment of the Bill of Rights, not privileges. And I noticed that 86% of those that were sending their kids to be raised up by their sworn enemies were professed Christians, patriots, and or conservatives. And I found that they're good for nothing but to be trodden under the foot of men. Matthew 5:13. Now, I want to say this too. I remember a lady at Pelican Rapids High School, because I've done 365 public high schools. I remember she came up to me. There's about 400 students that came out to see my program. And as I walked out there, I noticed her grumbling about the way those kids were acting. And I walked over to her, and she started to grumble to me. And I said, I'm the wrong guy you want to grumble to. I said, wisdom is justified by her children. Ma'am, you're complaining about those kids. Let me ask you a question. Who raised up those kids? And I could do a show for 3 hours right now, statistically, as to the decline of America since the 1960s, when the American church sat down and allowed the Supreme Court to commit an oligarchy. That means where few rule over many, by beginning to dictate what the church could do and what it couldn't do. They have no business there. There's an erected wall barring the government from the church, not the other way around, the way that the ACLU has defined it, subversively. Okay? I could spend hours doing a show statistically showing you STDs, rape, murder. I mean, here it is. If you want to understand what lies at the front door of the church, look to government. Because it first started in the church. And the church is called to be the moral compass of society. And when that goes, everything else goes. So we have to take responsibility. The church, Christians are to be repairs of the breach, not the proclaimers of doom and gloom. We're supposed to fix the problem. We're supposed to bring the answers to the problem. So when Suzanne just called from Washington, and I say this with a smile on my face, and I'm doing my best to just give you understanding from my experience, and she said she wants to take me to task concerning the older generation. I just want to reiterate the point that it's the old people that love this ministry more than anybody all over the country. You want to know why? Because this is the message they used to hear all the way up until the 60s. My wife's grandmother died probably 7 years ago now. She was 98 years young. I could talk to her about anything all the way up until the Titanic sinking. Okay, I think she was born 2 years after that. Quick as could be, sharp of mind. And what's interesting to note is I asked her, so when you would go to church, what is it that you would hear? This is what she told me. She said all the way up until 1962, this is when the Supreme Court started to attack the church. And the church sat down instead of standing up and protesting corruption in the representative government. And that applies to the Supreme Court as well, friends. They're all impeachable. Read Article 3, Section 1 as well. They sit during good behavior. Okay? And it's their job to uphold the law, not to tear it down. Now, I want to say this, and I want you to hear me clearly, that, friends, she had told me all the way up until 1962, she said this to me verbatim. I'm parroting exactly what she said to me when she was here. She said all the way up until 1962, and every time we would go to church on the Sabbath, is what she said. She said we would hear the law and the prophets. She said we heard the law and the prophets. The American church allowed the law of God to be lowered, and in doing so, what they did is they allowed the immoral to take reign. And that's what we've been dealing with over the last 70 years in this country. That belongs to the older generation, not the younger generation. That falls to their lot, not the younger generation lot. They're not their lot. And I want to read something to you really quick, because some of you may have heard this and some may have not. And by the way, I got a book. It's called The Grass Doesn't Work, The Rocks Do. And Ray Comfort gave the foreword on this book. It's available. And by the way, Suzanne, I think you would love this book. It is a baby Christian's dream. It really, truly is, because I give simple analogies all the way through, which is applicable to the parables that Jesus is teaching in the Word of God. And it's exactly what you're talking about right now. So, listen to this carefully. Max Jukes was an atheist, and he lived a godless life. Folks, when you look at the American church today, they've gone apostate. They act more like unbelievers than they do believers, okay? And I got to say this too. You know, atheists say that they don't believe in God because they look at the Christians in the world. Hey, folks, they're not to blame for what the atheist says. The atheist believes, and he knows. Because if he didn't, he wouldn't be looking to the hypocrites in the church in the first place. As if to suggest that he doesn't have the same Bible those hypocrites have, okay? So you're going to justify the hypocrite going to hell and you're following their lead into hell? Rather than doing your own due diligence and repenting and asking the Lord to give you the Holy Ghost so that you might understand what Scripture says when He opens up the Scripture in the breaking of bread? Yes, that's what you should do, but that's not what they do. Okay? But Max Atheist, or Max Jukes was an atheist, and he lived a godless life. He married an ungodly girl, and from their union, there was 310 paupers, 150 criminals. These are all his kids. 7 murderers, 100 drunkards, and more than half of the women were his prostitutes. These were his kids. His 540 descendants, his kids, his posterity, cost the state $1.25 million. And keep in mind, this was a lot of money in the 1700s. But praise God, it works both ways. There is a recall of a great American man of God, Jonathan Edwards. He lived at the same time as Max Jukes. But he married a godly girl, and an investigation was made of 1,394 known descendants of Jonathan Edwards, of which 13 became college presidents, 65 college professors. These are his children and his posterity, 3 United States senators, 30 judges, 100 lawyers, 60 physicians, 75 Army and Navy officers, 100 preachers and missionaries, 60 authors of prominence, 1 vice president of the United States, 80 became public officials in various capacities, and 295 of his children, Jonathan Edwards' children and posterity, became college graduates, among who were governors of states and ministers to foreign countries. His descendants did not cost him a single penny. And the Bible tells us in Proverbs 10:7, the memory of the just is blessed, but the name of the wicked shall rot. And what also comes to my aid is in the book of Proverbs chapter 22, where it says, train up a child in the way that he will go, and when he is old, he will depart from it. What also comes to my aid, even as I speak that now, is an old philosopher. He had seen a kid out in the street, and the kid was misbehaving. And what he did, instead of going over to grab the child to chastise the child, he walked inside and chastised both of his parents. That's right. Now, chastise the parents and then chastise the child, first and foremost, that he might learn the lesson. And I'll end with this. A father started off for his office early one morning after a light fall of snow, and turning, he saw his 2-year-old boy endeavoring to put his tiny feet in his own great footprints. The little fella shared and stated and shouted, go on, I'm a coming, Papa. I's a coming. Yite in your tracks. He caught the boy in his arms and carried him to his mother and started again for his office. His habit had been to stop on the way to work at the saloon for a glass of liquor. As he stood upon the threshold that morning, he seemed to hear a sweet voice behind say, go on, eyes are coming, Papa, eyes are coming, yiting your tracks. He stopped, he hesitated, he looked the future squarely in the face. He said, I cannot afford to make any tracks I would be ashamed of or sorry to have my boy walk in. Then he had decidedly and turned away and made the right choice in understanding that the children are going to follow their parents. Therein lies the problem. So if there's a rebuke that falls to the older generation, you know what? Praise God for it. Because the fact of the matter is what you look at in America today, namely the older generation. Hey, folks, I can statistically, I can show you the older generation, many of which, by the way, not all of them, not those that are in the fight, not those that are real Christians, but do you know that a majority of the old people in this country, you know what they're doing with their children's inheritance? They're at the casinos. Did you know that? See, and then they wonder why their kids have problems with their finances. And again, I could go on this whole platform of just this one topic and hit it from 25 different directions. Common sense tells us that's the issue in which we're dealing with. We're dealing with a godless society concerning the kids because of the godlessness and the hypocrisy that we see in the older generation. The Lord said, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Exodus 20, it's the third commandment. What does that mean? It means practice what you preach. And then the Lord says, because if you don't, the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. That's going to fall to our children. And the fact of the matter is we have to take responsibility. And instead of defending the guilty, what we need to do is we need to start defending the gospel the way that Paul did and preach it uncompromisingly and push back concerning this false balance that we have going on in this country. I hope that helped everybody because I did that as sincerely as I possibly could. That book is called Grass Doesn't Work, the Rocks Do. Check it out on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
To protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, I'm Eric Hollander, award-winning graphic designer and documentarian. Bradley's radio show, The Sons of Liberty, addresses the heroic values our nation once championed, but sadly are fading in an increasingly self-centered culture. Never one to pull punches, Bradley tells it like it is, boldly proclaiming truth to those with ears to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Struggling with credit card debt, high interest rates? There is a solution. Credit Guard of America is a nonprofit licensed and bonded company with an A-plus rating with the BBB. Credit Guard has helped people nationwide get out of debt for over 32 years. They will reduce your interest by up to 50%. Stop collection calls and roll everything into one low monthly payment. This is not a loan, and you do need at least $5,000 or more in credit debt to qualify. Call Credit Guard now at 800-208-9833 for a free, no-obligation consultation. That's right, call 800-208-9833 now.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Really quick, if you want to call in, do it now because you guys are making it your show. I'm going to take Bill from Michigan here. There's another call coming up right after that. 1-866-582-9933. June 17th, not this Saturday, the Saturday following, we just looked at where we're going to be protesting at a local Target in Wright County, Minnesota. It's called Buffalo, Minnesota. We're hoping to get 100 people there. I don't know if that's going to be too many or whatever the case is, but we'd like to get people from all over the country to come and show support in giving the message to the employees and the corporations that we're tired of it and we're not going to put up with it. Okay, June 17th, and we're going to go for 3 hours from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. People are beginning to jump on board now, and I appreciate that. And so do your kids, speaking of which, and so do your kids. One more thing. I wanted you to check this out. Grass doesn't work, the rocks do. It's about exactly what Suzanne just talked about. And it talks about the younger generation. If you have not gotten a copy of this, I'm not a salesman, but I did write the book for the purpose that you might have the information. Go to Sons of Liberty Media.com. Grass doesn't work, the rocks do. This, again, is a baby Christian, a mature Christian's dream. It's a youth pastor's dream. It's an American pastor's dream, no question about it. Anybody in the American church needs to read this. But again, sons of Liberty Media.com. Grass doesn't work, the rocks do. Okay, so let's get to the phone calls. I'm going to make it your show. We got Bill calling from Michigan. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Bill?
Hey, Bradley. Good to hear you again.
Oh, hey.
I wanted to add a little hot water to what you were just talking about regarding training up a child in the way they should go. When they're old, they will not depart from it. Now, I'm not old yet. You know that. But I can already see the differences between myself and my own siblings coming from a divorced family.
Yep.
The majority of my siblings were raised by my mother, who initiated the whole divorce. And looking at them and looking at where my father had the opportunity to raise me almost separately, it is clear to see the violations of the law that we went through and that we committed ourselves. But in current status, I can cling to what my father has taught me regarding the love of Christ, the love of God. He taught me how to love my wife. He taught me how to be able to love my children. And I am the only one in my family that has raised a family in accordance with God's law. And there is something to be said for who you have as parents. But granted, you know some of my other siblings as well, that is no excuse for continuing to live in the same sin that we claim to have been trained up in either.
Yep.
We need to get to the point where we recognize that, and I don't care who we were raised by or what kind of conditions we went through. You know, use them. You'll have an opportunity to use those in the future. God will put you in positions where you'll be able to use that. And a lot of stories came to mind there.
Amen. Well, listen, if the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ is our Father and our parents raise us up in such a fashion, you know, 98% of them are going to go that direction. You can't account for all of them. I mean, look at Samuel's kid. He was the greatest prophet. None of his words fell to the ground, and yet his kids gave themselves over to covetousness. That's at that point where they're raised up. They have to take responsibility. Like King David said, when my father and my mother left me, the Lord took me up. And that's right. Because you are trained up in that way, and you're going to go on with the Lord. And I see that happening with my kids, too. And there's a whole lot of difference going on between children that are raised up godly and those that are not. Now, I know that we're called to go out and seek and save that which is lost. I totally understand that. They're sheep without a shepherd. And we have to go out to them as well and love on them and teach them what we didn't know when we grew up, but what we now know because the Lord taught us.
Yeah, that's right. We can only serve one master here.
Amen. Amen. I totally appreciate you, Bill. I didn't know that you were going to pick up that phone at any time in the near future and give us a call, but I totally appreciate it. I honestly do. Thank you for the call. We got Ryan calling from Wisconsin. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Well, my name is Ryan, and I'm trying to, I guess, advocate for stopping the corruption in the courtrooms of our children and the destruction of our families. I'm actually going through a divorce here in Wisconsin. I was just held in contempt of court on the 6th by a judge for violating the Constitution. I called them all right in the courtroom. I told them he committed treason. I said there was at least two witnesses in the courtroom and that I ordered the constitutional sheriff to arrest him. And instead he ordered me to go to jail for 5 days. Yet here I am living free because God's my king, not no judge.
I can feel it, Ryan. You have an anointing on your life, brother. I am picking it up here in Minneapolis even now, or outside of Minneapolis. But the fact of the matter is, if only they understood, when they're judging you wrongfully, they're actually bringing that judgment upon themselves. It's a righteous thing with the Lord to recompense tribulation unto those that trouble you. If only tyrants understood that. But for some reason or another, Ryan, tyrants have to learn the hard way. So let them keep going on with them bad selves. Because when you look at Paul, two-thirds of the time that he was writing the New Testament, guess where he was? He was in jail. Doing the very things. And what happened? The Lord vindicated him every single time. I'm not saying, listen, I'm not an advocate and saying, hey, let's all go to jail. That's the way to go about it. But if you look at the civil rights movement, just giving the example of what they did to you, right?
Right.
If you look at that whole movement, it was predicated upon the young people doing, oh, by the way, bringing this into the conversation, it was the younger people doing what the older generation thought that they were above, yet it was the older generation that brought it on the younger generation, but the younger generation paid the price to free themselves, and what did they do? They got themselves thrown in jail to the point where there was no more jail cells that they had available to put the people in. That's how they overflew the system of corruption during that particular time in the civil rights movement. Keep letting them do what they want to do, Ryan, because the more they wrong you, knowing that you're anointed of God, just like Jesus when they crucified him, Scripture tells us what? Had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. That is our victory, Ryan. That's our victory right there, what he does and how he vindicates us, because that's how he's glorified, my friend.
I totally agree, and the craziest thing, maybe not crazy, is I didn't choose this. You know, I woke up one day and I prayed and I said, Lord, I want to serve you. You tell me what to do, and I can't stop fighting the system. It will not let me stop. I cannot stop. This is my mission. I can't stop. I can't say no to the lack of justice and the corruption. I have to keep pushing forward, and wherever it takes my life, it takes my life. But I know I'm serving the Lord. So,
Ryan, before you hang up, if you want to call the offices and talk, I have friends that are in an upper echelon position that they may be able to help you in that state, or at least I can connect you with some people there that are very like-minded to what you just got done telling me. So if you're interested in doing that, do you got a pen?
I'm actually driving.
Okay. Well, I'll just give you the number over the air, and then go ahead and re-listen to the show during the end of the show. The number's 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. I think I can put some friends into your corner that can help you elevate your situation there in dealing with the corruption in Wisconsin.
I think that's definitely needed, and maybe there's a reason why I felt the urge to call you today.
Amen. I appreciate you, man. Keep going on with your good self, okay? It's time to bring heaven in and get the hell kicked out, right? That's what the Holy Ghost does. So
yep.
You
yep.
Okay. Thank you for calling, Ryan. Totally appreciate you, man. Yep, give us a call. We got Greg calling from Indiana. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Greg?
How are you doing, Bradley? It's been a while since I've talked to you.
Okay, cool. We got about 2 minutes. I'll give it to you.
All right, you were talking about the 60s, and I remember as a young believer in Christ back in the early 90s, mid-90s around that time, a gentleman at my church, one of the very guys that shared the gospel with me, he had a video about our godly heritage by David Barton, and he was talking about the very things you were talking about, how they took God's Ten Commandments out of the schools and prayer and all these things that went on, and everything, murder, homicide, abortion, teen pregnancy, all elevated. And divorce in the African-American community was even on decline at that time. And then when all that changed, our country just started going in the wrong direction towards, you know, our country is basically serving the devil now and not serving the Lord.
Yeah. Well, can you imagine the 86% of those that profess to be Christians, if they actually practiced what they preached, do you think we'd be in the predicament that we're in today?
Absolutely not.
Yep, that's the problem right there. Yep.
So much apathy in the church. Nobody wants to, you know, even get their feet a little wet and get out and speak out against all this wickedness.
Well, we do, and we've been doing it for 23 years, and here's the good news. A man with God like John Knox said, that prophet from Scotland, oh my goodness, he said a man's always in the majority, even if it's just him standing with the Lord. And just think about it. The patriarchs from the Old Testament, from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation, it wasn't a majority that prevailed. It was always a minority. Why? That no flesh should glory in his presence. And that's why the Lord chooses guys like me and you, Greg. So you keep going
Absolutely.
On with your bad self. And thank you for the phone call. I totally appreciate it, folks. I got you for 2 hours tomorrow from 2 to 4 Central. Don't forget about June 17th, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. We need you there. Talk to you tomorrow.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.